This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Yeah, we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. How do you measure the loss of a 5-year-old girl? Layla Christiana Peterson was a granddaughter, a daughter, a sister, a niece, a classmate, and a best friend. Now she's another face of gun deaths in Milwaukee. Layla was shot and killed in November while sitting on her grandfather's lap in her grandparents' home, reading with her older sister before bedtime. A bullet pierced the wall, striking Layla in the head.
Let the family feel the warmth. Come in.
The day after Layla's death, a crowd of neighbors, pastors, reporters, encircled Amanda Legler, a family friend. Layla called her auntie, or TT for short. Amanda's clutching a poster-sized photo of Layla.
Layla left us too soon. We need to find justice for her. Someone knows something, and they need to come forward. Please, if you know anything, you need to speak up for Layla. She's too young. She just turned 5.
Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman sat down with Amanda and Layla's mom, Ashley Fogle, 2 months after the shooting. They still don't know who did it or why.
Amanda and Ashley realize they can't bring Layla back, but they want answers.
What drove you to shoot up Layla's house? Like, where did that anger come from?
What made you so mad that you had to just go shoot somebody's house up?
Are you proud that you took a 5-year-old from us?
They want to know who shot their little girl and why.
It eats us all alive in the family. Like, we're clueless. I don't think any of us can fully grieve until we know those answers.
It's sad because this is my community. I love Milwaukee. I love living in Milwaukee. I mean, it's like, I feel betrayed.
They get the sense that the shooter is hiding in plain sight.
I live over here. You probably live over here. You probably go to the store around here. Mm-hmm. You passed me. And I don't even know it. It makes me nauseous. It makes me really sick.
Layla was shot in Ashley's childhood home, where her parents still live, near the corner of 58th and Fairmount. Amanda grew up across the street.
Our parents forced us into the friendship. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had an arranged friendship.
They both were teen moms. They both had 2 daughters. Their daughters are best friends. That is, until now, because Layla's gone.
We had kids right about the same time.
Lots of birthdays, sleepovers, and Disney princess accessories have been shared between the 4 girls. Amanda's 8-year-old is trying to make sense of Layla's murder.
And she goes, Mom, those bad people out there, I really hope that they find them. But you know what? I think Layla's a pop star. And I was like, why is Layla a pop star? And she's like, well, if the bad things that happened to Layla happened to anyone else, I don't think they'd be as popular as she is. She was wonderful, right, Mom?
Layla's death is so fresh that Amanda still talks about her in present tense.
She was very sweet and compassionate.
She was always an old soul.
Like an old grandma.
Yeah.
She's very caring and tender to everyone, even if you're complete strangers.
Ashley's favorite Layla moment was when they were washing grapes together.
She just looked at me and she goes, Mom? And I was like, yeah. She's like, sometimes I feel like I'm your mom.
The night Layla was shot at her grandparents' house, Ashley's dad called around 6 p.m.
He goes, Layla was shot.
She remembers the little details, struggling to find her coat, even though it was at her feet, driving up to her parents' house, seeing the caution tape.
Just the yellow line, and it was dark. It was blackout. It was already 6:30 at this point. And, I just lights. That's all, you know, everything was just like a blur, and you know, I saw everything clear, but it was so fuzzy. The first question I asked when I got on scene was, where was she shot? And he took a big pause, and then he said, in the head. It was so selfish of me. But all I could think about was, she's never going to be the same. She's never going to be the same. She's never going to be the same.
Amanda joined the family at the hospital.
Once they moved us into the chapel, I knew, like, you just know, like, why are they moving us into the chapel? You knew at that point, and we were all losing it.
Amanda tried to calm Ashley's mom, Maggie, Maggie was in the room when her granddaughter was shot.
You heard her screaming, and I tried consoling her, and usually, you know, I can do that. But there was no getting through to her, and she collapsed within 5 minutes of being there. She was on the floor, and they had to admit her to the emergency room.
I remember when I came home from the hospital that night, I was sitting on the couch. I was like, this is not my life. Like, this is, I am too plain for this to happen to.
My thing when I went back to the house to get your mom's medicine is I wanted to make it look like it didn't happen because I didn't believe that it happened. And I didn't want them to come home and, you know, see the blood everywhere. So I had this bright idea to cut out the carpet where, like, Layla's blood was on the carpet. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. You don't know where you're supposed to start. So you just start somewhere and hope that you're walking in the right direction.
Ashley and Amanda are doing what they can to keep Layla's memory alive. They got tattoos. Amanda's is a capital L with angel wings next to a sparkling diamond. Ashley had meant to get one when Layla was alive because she already had one for Destiny, Layla's older sister. She had asked Layla what she should get.
And Layla said a zebra.
I guess every Wednesday they colored in their journal and
drew a picture.
The last one so happened to be a zebra.
Layla's last journal entry is abstract. Some parts are there, the stripes, a nose, maybe some hooves, but there's no outline to represent the body. It resembles a zebra, but it's incomplete.
Investigators still need the public's help to find out who's responsible for Layla's murder. Captain Aaron Rapp of the Milwaukee Police Department asks, if you saw something, say something. If you hear something, say something. You can find a number on our website, preciouslivesproject.org. You can also find a link to the dozens of community partners who are working to stop gun violence in Milwaukee. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee and Helen Bader Foundations, music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.